This headline podcast is presented by BetMGM, the king of sports books.
Breaking news from The Athletic.
This is David O'Brien and Eric O'Flaherty from The Athletic. The Braves made a move for Joc Pederson. Big move for the, this is, before everybody gets carried away, this is not the move. This is not the move they think is going to put them over the top or whatever. This was a pretty good move to be able to play one game without Ronald Acuña. That's all you did. You played one game without your superstar before you added a guy who's not off some scrap heap, who's not a guy you bring up from AAA, who's not somebody else that was languishing on the bench somewhere. You got a guy that personally, if you go back and listen to the podcast last winter, I thought the Braves should have signed Joc Pederson. I thought he would have been a good free agent signing. I think it's a good trade for giving up what you did. An A-ball prospect who was struggling at age 23 in high A.
Yeah, I like it. I just like it because if you're starting to trade first baseman, it means you feel good about signing Freddie back.
Yeah, and well, it's a good sign to some people. I personally have never felt like they weren't going to sign Freddie. I know for a couple of weeks there, it was starting to be like, I'm starting to think I go from 100% to maybe, maybe there's a small chance they don't bring him back. But I've never felt like they were leaning in that direction. It was good. I've never understood why it's taken so long, but I've never lost faith that they would get it done just because it makes no sense, business sense, PR sense. Competitive sense not to bring him back and resign him. And after talking to Freddie last week in Miami, I was convinced because the way he casually mentioned talking to Alex Anthopoulos, he said, yeah, I talked to Alex the other day. He was down watching the boys at Rome. Nothing's changed. Nothing's changed at all about my desire to be here. And to me, Freddie at that point would have been like, he would have just been no comment, or he would have been, yeah, I don't know why it's taking this long. I'm frustrated. I'm starting to think, they don't want me back. He never said anything like that. It was always, nothing has changed about how I feel about this organization and my desire to be here. So I've never lost the belief that they would re-sign him. Bryce Ball, I thought, was more of a DH for the future, if anything. And it was apparent from the way he was hitting in high A that he was at least a couple of 3 years away. And that's assuming that he put it together.
Yeah,
because it obviously wasn't so far. He wasn't producing in high A. And this is not a high school kid, that's only been in the minors a couple of years out of high school. It's a guy that, he's older than a lot of major leaguers. So anyway, I thought Joc Pederson's good addition. He can play you average to above average defense, has ton of raw power. And I mean, we've seen when he gets hot, and we see what he does in the postseason. Every year he's hitting the postseason. He's got 1,000 OPS in 3 World Series. And we're not talking about, 5 games. We're talking about 3 World Series with the Dodgers. He's got 1,000 OPS. And he killed the Braves in a couple of postseasons as well. So he could definitely hit, has tons of power against righties. He had 36 home runs in 2019, 36 against right-handers that year in like 400
Every single one of them.
Yeah.
Yep. He probably didn't face too many lefties.
No, he's faced more lefties this year than he faced the last 2 years combined, this year with the Cubs, because he wanted to go somewhere where he's going to get a chance to play against some lefties. So he's faced a lot of lefties this year, hasn't hit for any power against them, but he's hit for a higher average in OBP against them than he has against righties. So he's got some weird splits this year. So we'll see. We'll see what he does. But definitely better than what you would have been doing without it, where you're trying to piece it together with a bunch of bench players and journeymen.
Yeah, I mean, that's the way I look at it. I don't really analyze it like, this is some big move that puts them over the top, or you look at your options.
Yeah.
And there's not a better option than him just sitting in AAA waiting for their opportunity.
Yeah.
So you got a chance to fill a hole that just came out of nowhere, and you made it happen pretty quick,
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised that they were able to get it done, given that you're at the All-Star break and then you got the draft this year in the middle of the All-Star break, which you would have had a lot more downtime during the All-Star break if you didn't have guys out there or whatever. But they had to do the draft this year for 3 days.
Yeah.
So to get it done is pretty impressive for both teams. Tells you about the Cubs, how much they're ready to start selling guys off too.
Well, and their schedule gets a lot easier. They're not in the boat the Braves are in. They're playing under 500 teams for a little while. For the Braves, this is kind of crunch time where if you have a rough couple weeks,
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, I mean, it could look really bad, or if they tear it up for a couple of weeks, then you can go make that big move that you know, you're going to go for the playoffs.
And that's the most important thing. I think bottom line, what everyone should keep in mind is the Braves are starting this stretch that we've talked about coming out of the break against the Rays beginning tonight, three games against the Padres. Then you go on the road, 9 games in 8 days against the Phillies and the Mets, the two teams that are ahead of you in the standings. So yeah. This 2 weeks is really make or break time.
Yeah.
You didn't want to go into it with that outfield that you started the game with Sunday when the first 9 guys struck out in that game. And the rest of your outfield this year, I saw a stat, has like a lot less home runs than Acuña alone has, all your other outfielders combined. You had to give yourself a chance during this, yep. a better chance during this 2 week stretch before you decide whether you make real moves where you start to give up multiple real top prospects. Which, if the Braves stay in this or make ground on the Mets, I think they'll do. But if they don't, if they come out of the chute and lose 4 out of 6 to, you know, the Padres and the Rays, and then lose 3 or 4 out in a 5-game series against the Mets, and you fall 6-8 games back, then I think Alex will probably make that tough decision where they're not going for it. But right now they think they got a chance, and why not? They're 4 games back with 70-some to go, and the Mets have shown no signs of pulling away. So. This gives you a better chance to play this 2 week stretch.
Yeah. And you know, like if you got your full squad, Ian just got hurt. Acuña's hurt. Soroka's gone. Ozuna's doing what he's dealing with. I mean, if you got your full squad and you're 5 or 6 back, you know, maybe you say, all right, you know, we could turn this around. But when you have as many guys missing as they have right now, and they've played the type of year they've had where things just haven't gone their way, then you're 6 or 7 or 8 back. It's like, you know what? It might be time to regroup a little bit. But if they can take this squad and just stay in it, then you can say, you know what? We can get a little better here. We can get a little better there.
We get Darno back in a couple of 3 weeks.
Yep.
Make a run for it. Get Enoa back soon after that.
Yep.
And all of a sudden you're going, why not? I mean,
yeah.
And those that say, yeah, but they can't win a World Series. That's no team looks at it that way. If you can win your division and get in the postseason,
anything can happen.
And these are businesses. These are run as businesses, and you make a lot of money by getting to the postseason. Yeah. You know, you not just
and you lose a lot by throwing in the towel because your attendance is just
your walk up crowds are going to suck the rest of the year. The Braves have the battery connected to their place, so they even have more. That's magnified. That effect of losing a walk up crowd is magnified with the
that's
Braves.
That's a great point.
And with all these other teams that are starting to build these villages like the Battery around their parks, now all of a sudden you're not just losing, you know, 10, 15,000 maybe a game and a big game for walk-up crowd and all the concessions and all the and the jerseys and ball caps that you sell at the ballpark. You're also losing all that walk-up to all those place businesses that you have a piece of at the Battery. So, and then we're not even talking about next year's effect on next year's season tickets, the difference between going to the postseason and throwing in the towel in July. What it does to next year's season ticket base. These are big businesses decisions. So it would not be good business decision to throw in the towel right now. And the Braves people said the Cubs are doing it the right way. Why can't the Braves do what the Cubs are? The Cubs have got a bunch of guys that are going to be free agents. They got to rebuild and restock this thing. There's no reason. They just lost 11 in a row and they're 8 games back. There's no way they're catching the Brewers. So there's no reason to hold on to these guys that are going to be free agents and they're not going to re-sign them all. They might hold on to a guy like Baez if they're going to re-sign him, or Rizzo if they're going to re-sign him, or whatever, you know, or Brian, but they're not going to re-sign all these guys. So, and they weren't going to re-sign, you know, Peterson was on 1-year deal with the option. So that's the difference between those teams. The Cubs knew they can't hold on to all these guys and just have them all walk as free agents.
Yeah. And if they look at the Brewers, they know the Brewers are better than them. You know, like, you know, you're not catching them, but in the East, man, I don't even as bad as it's been for the Braves, I don't look at the Mets and say that's a way better team they can't beat. Yeah, they it's got the wrong, but it's for me, it's always just about getting your foot in the door and giving your city just that playoff experience. Cause you can, just like you said, man, season tickets next year, people showing up next year, just have an excitement for the team in the city, especially after what the Hawks did.
Yeah. And your young players, that experience they get going to the postseason, being in a postseason drive, that's invaluable, man. Rather than throwing in the towel right now, and the and the mood in the clubhouse that would be for the last 2.5 months of the season.
Yeah, you think Freddie was looking maybe unhappy early on, watching when he's playing for nothing, you know?
Right. Thanks for joining our breaking news coverage. Go to the Athletic's headlines section for much more on this story. And to hear more, ask your Google assistant to play news from the Athletic. You can also visit theathletic.com/headlinepod to join for just $3.99 per month. That's theathletic.com/headlinepod to join for just $3.99 per month.